Always a pleasure to catch up with Senator Joan Bollwig from Marcus Sand. She is the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee after a very busy, busy session down at the state capitol. She was mentioning to me that our theme today is baseball. We're not going to a game, Joan, but you've got some hits, some runs batted in, some home runs, and some outs, I guess, if we want to kind of scorecard everything that got wrapped up this spring, huh?
Right, the swings and the misses. So the last couple of things that I thought I wanted to mention that were successes, and these are things that I worked on this year, one with Representative Kurtz, dairy hauling permit. So because liquid milk byproducts, including whey, is now a valuable commodity, we changed it so that they're part of the definition that can be transported at higher weight limits, just like milk. So we can get those, because of the shortage of truck drivers, we can get those products from the plant that's not going to use them to the plant that's going to use them in a better way. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I did with Representative Kurtz, and this is something that we worked on for the last two sessions, was county fair aid premiums. There are a couple places in the state where there's both a county fair and a district fair, like Elroy up in Juneau County or Lodi in Columbia County. And the department said there wasn't enough money to pay premiums for two fairs that are located in one county. Well, this was kind of a two-part deal. In the budget, Representative Kurtz and I both put more money into the state budget for premiums, and we passed legislation that raised the cap on what counties and district fairs could get for premiums, so they won't need to be prorated the way they were. So this ensures that fairs receive enough aid to cover their costs, and for folks that want to keep practicing and enjoy fairs, they don't have to be restricted to getting premiums at only one fair. And the last thing that, because most of your listeners are rural folks, we passed a bill with Representative Vandermeer that is town and county zoning. About a third of all the towns in Wisconsin are not zoned, and in most cases, that's just fine. But it does sometimes raise some problems when somebody comes in and really is making a mess of things. So what this bill does is it gives a pathway, a more reliable pathway, for towns that are in county zoning to get out, and the ability for towns that want to do some zoning but they're a little hazy on whether they want to make that partnership with the town, a pathway to get in and get out if they feel it's necessary. So we don't know that this is going to necessarily have towns running to the fence to jump out, but we do feel it will make it a little easier for towns and counties to work together when there's things about conditional use permits and different things that they want to get done. So those are our home mm-hmm. runs.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, Joan, before we go on into the rest of our lineup here, as far as feedback, we always encourage people to understand that it is their responsibility to give you feedback, to give you input, guidance on where these bills should go. Of the three that you just cited, did any of the three really get a lot of feedback from your constituents?
Oh, the county fair aid premiums were something that it was all local folks that were in these situations with fairs. We had at the bill signing, we had one of the directors of the Elroy Fair brought their granddaughter along. I mean, this is something that these people, who most of what they're doing is volunteer work, they're just really excited that this is going to give them a little more breathing room and assurance that the folks that are coming to their fair are going to get a lot of that premium from the state, something that they have been working to raise those dollars for the folks that are bringing their items to the fair. So now they can make some of that investment in the fair itself without the responsibility and what they feel is the responsibility to provide premiums and encourage people to come to their fairs.
Excellent. Excellent. Again, Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwig along with us from Marcus, and just kind of doing a little bit of a scorecard, if you will, on how things wrapped up this session. Now, let's talk a little bit more about a couple items that got left behind. They're still sitting on the bench, so to speak, Joan, but not because they lack passion, just didn't quite get them in.
Right. Well, two things that I would say were swings and misses were trying to put some money into the farm and industry short course. I was quite surprised that we just couldn't get that one over the finish line and help. Now, I do know that River Falls is charging ahead with doing that and hope to bring that back in the next budget. And then the other thing came out a little bit later, but this had to do with the effort that we were trying to do with biofuels. This would create a grant program for gas stations to support E15 and increase the use of ethanol. And we had folks that were quite concerned that if people started using ethanol in their blended dispensers, their blended pumps, they wouldn't get the pure fuel for their motorcycles or their recreational equipment. And by the end of session, it was too late to get done. They made a real effort against this. We met with those folks, and we thought we came up with a solution. But, you know, there's still a bad taste in everybody's mouth about, you know, that these folks were not supportive. So I think we'll get it done next year. We have a better understanding. Mm-hmm. And then the big outs, I wanted to mention, are two bills that the governor vetoed. And one of them was did get through the legislature, and this is the preemption of local animal ordinances. He vetoed that back in March 29th, so last week. And so the whole idea is that we have the right to farm here in Wisconsin. We have animal premise legislation here. But this was a little bit added layer of protection because we have had some local folks that are trying to do local ordinances, get rid of CAFOs or regulate animal husbandry. And it shouldn't be possible under current law, but we were trying to beef that up, so to speak. And the governor said that he objected to removing local control over animal welfare. Well, this just wasn't what the idea was with this. It's that we need to support our agricultural industry. We know that farmers are, you know, good stewards, and we all like to go to the grocery store and get our chicken and our beef. So we're disappointed the governor vetoed that one.
Yeah, and the other one that, again, like we said, surprised many folks is the thumbs down on adjustments to Wisconsin's farmland preservation guidance. That program had been very popular, and then, quite frankly, Joan, we just haven't seen any modifications or upgrades on it for better than a decade. We thought this one was kind of a pretty clear-cut ask.
Right, and this one had to do with adjusting things in farmland preservation for tax cuts when someone puts solar on their farm. And so he vetoed this one also last week. He felt he objected to it because it was limiting the ability of farmers to diversify potential revenue options. And as we were talking about before we got on the air, that this wasn't something that was going to discourage solar investments. I mean, the farmland preservation credits are supposed to be for when you're farming, and solar is not farming. So, those taxes are getting paid by the utilities. And so what what we were trying to do in this bill that Senator Tomchak and Representative Schutz both put forward was making sure that you get farmland preservation credits for the area you're farming, and then not for the area that you weren't farming anymore because of the different way that your local municipality was getting paid also. So anyway, we just didn't think that he really understood what was trying to be done with that bill, but that is what it is. So one of those things that maybe we come back with it again, and hopefully it'll work out.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. A quick scorecard update on what did and didn't happen down at the state capitol. That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwin. Busy, busy, busy out on the path of meeting folks and finding out what the next session might bring to fruition. Again, as always, you can find her on her website as well as through the state capitol or via our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. Along with Senator Joan Baldwin, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.